Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're tackling something pretty fundamental for anyone with a website: content and its role in SEO, search engine optimization.
Yeah, it's huge.
You shared that article by Joe Medico, Role of Content in SEO, and it really hammers home this idea that content isn't just, you know, filler. It's described as the soul of SEO.
Exactly. It moves beyond just the technical bits, which are important, but maybe not the whole story.
Right. And our mission today, Learner, is to unpack that. We want to understand what makes SEO content really work, not just for climbing the rankings, but for genuinely engaging people and giving them value.
And hopefully do it in a way that feels clear and actionable, not like you're drowning in jargon.
Exactly. So let's dive in. That idea of valuable content. Medico mentions things like being informative, relevant, insightful. What strikes you first about translating that into practice? Like, what's the real challenge there?
Well, the challenge, I think, is consistency. It's one thing to write one valuable piece, but how do you keep doing that? And how do you make it stand out?
Right, in such a crowded space.
Yeah. Medico lists the traits. Informative, addresses pain points, answers questions. But are there maybe less obvious ways to achieve that? Different formats, perhaps?
Yeah.
Or unique angles?
That's a great point. It's not just ticking boxes. Medico talks about prioritizing the user experience alongside the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me, sort of designing a really good museum exhibit. The stuff needs to be accurate and well-labeled for the experts. That's the SEO part. But if it doesn't grab the visitor and tell a story...
they're gone. They'll just walk right past.
Exactly. Which brings us to this concept Medico calls the marriage of value and relevance. Satisfying the user's need and matching their search intent. Where does that get tricky?
I think it gets tricky when there's a disconnect between what you think is valuable and what the user needs right then and there.
Okay, like?
Well, you might have this amazing, super in-depth article on, I don't know, the history of coffee beans. Really valuable stuff. But if someone just searched for how to make cold brew fast, your deep history piece, while valuable in itself, isn't relevant to that specific search.
Right, it misses the mark for that user at that moment.
Exactly. So the challenge is aligning the depth and quality of your content with the immediate need or question driving the search. Sometimes quick utility trumps exhaustive detail, at least initially.
That's a really good way to put it, meeting them where they are.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. You want to give them what they search for, but also maybe hint at that deeper value they could explore later.
Okay, so if we manage that, people stick around longer, right?
Mm.
Which leads to Medico's points on engagement metrics, dwell time and bounce rate.
Mm-hmm. Key indicators.
Let's think practically. Say you have a product review page, but the bounce rate is surprisingly high. What could that be telling you?
Oh, several things. Potentially. It could mean the review, well, it just doesn't answer the main question someone has about that product. Maybe it's too surface level.
Or focused on the wrong features.
Exactly. Or maybe the page itself is a problem. Slow loading, looks weird on their phone.
The technical side.
Yeah. Or even something simple like the price isn't obvious or shipping info is hidden. They get frustrated. Just leave.
So a high bounce rate is like a warning light, but you need to investigate why it's flashing on that specific page.
Precisely. It gives you clues about the user experience and whether the content is actually hitting home.
And it's not just the words, is it? Medico mentions visual engagement, images, infographics, videos.
Definitely. Breaking up the text.
Beyond just aesthetics, what's the real SEO juice we get from optimizing those visuals, especially that alt text thing?
Well, alt text is kind of doing double duty. First, like Medico says, it tells search engines what the image is about. So your image might show up in image searches for relevant terms, which is, you know, more visibility.
Okay, makes sense.
But maybe even more importantly, it's crucial for accessibility. Screen readers use alt text to describe the image to visually impaired users.
Ah, right. That's a really important point.
So by writing good descriptive alt text, maybe including a relevant keyword, naturally you're boosting potential image search visibility and making your content accessible to more people. Improves the overall experience.
That accessibility aspect is huge and sometimes gets lost in purely technical SEO talk. Okay, let's shift to the writing itself. Strategic keyword placement. For someone starting out, how do you do that without it sounding robotic or stuffed?
Yeah, you definitely want to avoid keyword stuffing. It's unnatural and search engines don't like it anyway.
Right.
So let's take an example. Say your topic is growing tomatoes indoors.
Okay.
Instead of jamming growing tomatoes indoors into every other sentence, you place it naturally in, say, your main title. Maybe in a key heading, like tips for successfully growing tomatoes indoors. And definitely in the first paragraph or so.
It's key spots.
Key spots, yeah. But then you'd weave in related terms throughout the text. Things like indoor gardening, best tomato varieties for containers, lighting for indoor plants, potting mix for tomatoes.
Synonyms and related ideas.
Exactly. LSI keywords, latent semantic indexing. Basically related concepts. It helps search engines understand the topic's breadth and depth, and it makes the writing flow much better for the reader. It's about creating a natural topic cluster.
That LSI clarification is really helpful. Medico also pushes for using the active voice. We know it makes writing clearer, generally. Is there an indirect SEO benefit, too?
Well, it's probably not a direct ranking factor like a keyword in a title, but active voice makes content punchier, more direct, easier to read and understand quickly.
Which improves user experience.
Exactly. If people find your stuff easy to read and engage with, they're likely to stay longer, maybe click around more. And those are positive signals for search engines. Past voice can sometimes be a bit dense or, you know, roundabout.
Got it. Clear writing equals happy users equals potentially better SEO signals. Makes sense. Now, Medico stresses that SEO is always changing, evolving algorithms, focus shifting to user satisfaction. What's the key mindset needed to keep up?
I think the big shift is moving from trying to find loopholes or hack the algorithm.
Yeah, chasing the latest trick.
To genuinely trying to understand and serve your audience. The algorithms are constantly being tweaked to better reward content that actually satisfies users. So if you focus on quality, research, and a good user experience, you're building something more sustainable.
So focus on the fundamentals of value, not just the technical tactics of the week.
Pretty much. Think long-term value creation.
And speaking of user experience, mobile responsiveness and readability are mentioned as crucial. What happens if a site fails here beyond just annoying people on their phones?
Well, it's more than just annoying now. It directly hurts your rankings. Google is very clear about mobile friendliness being a ranking signal.
Right, mobile first indexing and all that.
Exactly. If your site looks broken or loads like molasses on a phone, Google sees that as a poor experience for a huge chunk of users, and your visibility will likely suffer. Same goes for readability, tiny fonts, walls of text people will just bounce.
And that bounce sends a negative signal.
Yep, it tells search engines, this page didn't meet the user's need.
Okay, so it's table stakes now, really, not just a nice to have.
Absolutely.
All right, let's move into the best practices Medico outlines. Revisiting understanding the essence of value, how can someone really figure out what their audience needs? What are some practical steps?
It starts with empathy, I think. Put yourself in their shoes. What questions are they really asking? Keyword research helps. Seeing the actual language they use.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your own site analytics. What pages are popular? Where do people leave? And, you know, just ask them. Surveys, social media conversations, reading blog comments.
Don't guess, basically. Go find out.
Yeah. The better you understand their problems, their questions, their knowledge gaps, the better you can create content that actually provides solutions. Real value.
And building on that, Medico emphasizes quality over quantity. In a world overflowing with content, what's a maybe less obvious payoff for investing in those really substantial, high-quality pieces?
Authority. When you create a truly comprehensive, well-researched resource, something that really covers a topic deeply, you position yourself as an expert.
Mm.
And that kind of content is much more likely to earn natural backlinks from other credible sites who see it as a definitive source. Those high-quality links are gold for SEO.
Right. They signal trust and authority to search engines.
Exactly. Plus, a really in-depth piece might answer several related user questions at once, potentially ranking for a wider range of searches.
Okay, value and authority established. Now, let's talk practical engagement boosters. Medico mentions crafting compelling headlines. What are some ways to write headlines that actually make the right people want to click?
Well, curiosity is powerful. Posing an intriguing question or hinting at something surprising can work well.
Like a little teaser.
Yeah, or focusing on the benefit. Instead of just tips for saving money, maybe something like 5 simple changes that added $200 to my monthly savings. It's specific, benefit-driven.
Promises a clear outcome.
Right. The key is intriguing the right audience and accurately reflecting what's inside, of course.
Oh.
No clickbait that doesn't deliver.
Definitely. And we touched on visuals utilizing visual elements.
Mm-hmm.
Any quick tips for making sure images or videos help engagement without bogging down the page speed?
Oh, yeah. Crucial balance. Always compress images. Find that sweet spot between file size and quality.
Use the right format.
Use the right format. JPEG for photos. PNG for graphics needing transparency. Size them appropriately before uploading. Don't make the browser resize huge images. Maybe look into lazy loading so they only load when needed.
Okay.
And again, don't forget that descriptive alt text. It all helps the visuals enhance, not hinder, the experience.
Got it. Now, for SEO integration, Medico talks again about strategic keyword usage headings, first paragraph, etc. What's a common mistake people make here?
I think the most common one is still forcing it. What? Shoving a keyword into a sentence where it just sounds wrong.
Clunky.
Yeah, clunky and unnatural. Or getting fixated on one exact keyword phrase and repeating it awkwardly instead of using natural variations and related terms.
So sounding human is still paramount.
Absolutely. It needs to guide the reader and the search engine logically, not sound like it was written by a robot for a robot.
And linked to that is internal and external linking. Can you give a quick example of how a good internal link helps both the user and SEO?
Sure. Let's say you have that article on growing tomatoes indoors.
Okay.
Within that article, maybe you briefly mentioned dealing with pests. You could link the phrase common indoor tomato pest to another more detailed article you wrote specifically about identifying and treating those pests.
Ah, so you provide a path for more detail if they need it.
Exactly. It helps the user navigate and find related info easily, keeping them on your site longer. And it shows search engines how your content is interconnected, passing authority between related pages.
Makes sense. Lastly, under User Experience Matters, Medico hits mobile-friendly design and readability and scannability. Beyond the basics of responsive design, what's an overlooked aspect of readability?
White space. Seriously, giving text room to breathe with decent line height and paragraph spacing makes a huge difference.
Less intimidating than a solid wall of text.
Totally. Also, using lists, bullet points, numbered lists breaks things up. Bolding key takeaways helps scanners. And just using clear, simple language, avoiding jargon where possible.
It's about making it easy for people who skim, which is most people online, right?
Pretty much. Make it easy for them to find what they need quickly.
Wow. Okay. This has been incredibly insightful. Mm. A real deep dive into why content truly is, as Medico put it, the soul of SEO.
It really is central.
So, learner, if we boil it all down, the main thing is the shift towards creating content that is genuinely valuable, engaging, and focused on the user. That's not just a tactic. It seems like it's the core strategy now.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing process, too. Understanding your audience, committing to quality. It's about building something meaningful and sustainable online.
And hopefully our chat today has given you a clearer framework for thinking about your own content. In that way, integrating SEO naturally as part of delivering that value without getting totally overwhelmed.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe one final thought for you, learner, to mull over. Think about the websites you find genuinely helpful or engaging, the ones you go back to.
Good exercise.
What specifically about their content makes it work so well for you? Is it the clarity, the depth, the visuals, how they answer your questions? Reflecting on that might just change how you approach creating your own content.